reminds me that the autograph table will be out here in the front lobby, the entrance of this building. We hope that you'll take advantage of this. We have many treats in store for us during this annual meeting, but I must mention one in particular. For this is the first time, so far as I know, that any Southern Baptist group has ever had a premiere movie. And tomorrow afternoon, we are to have the premiere showing of our new movie, The Story of Lottie Moon. You must be here. I realize that there are other conventions and conferences going on, but this is the place for every member of Woman's Missionary Union and everybody else that you can bring at every session, particularly to see this movie, The Story of Lottie Moon. As we came into Florida flying high overhead, we looked down and saw this beautiful country. We saw much wasteland. We realized as we were passing over Florida that we were passing over one of our large mission fields. We realized that we were passing over areas perhaps where some of our Indian friends live, where some of our missionaries work, seeking to bring the Indians of Florida to know the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, we're going to hear something about our work here through our home mission board missionary, Mrs. Gina Crenshaw, and she will introduce the one who is to assist her, Miss Cody Miko, Mrs. Crenshaw.
In 1952, when the Southern Baptist Convention meeting was here in Miami, the Seminoles presented a program at that time. Well, we were all coming down on a big bus, and our bus broke down, and we came down in pieces. We came in different cars, and I definitely remember that the car I rode in had no brakes at all. We finally got here and presented our program. And this time I came in without any eventful occasion, but now I can't speak. But it is a wonderful opportunity to come and to tell you something of the mission work with our Seminole Indians here in Florida. I hope that you know that you are very close to one of the reservations. It is only 15 or 20 miles up Highway 441 to the Dainier Reservation. And I hope that many of you will come up to visit us and to see one of the mission fields that you are so close to while you're here at this convention. The mission work with our Seminole Indians in the very beginning was rather difficult. The first missionaries who came to work with the Seminoles to try to give to them the gospel were Creek Indians from Oklahoma. The Seminoles in Florida were not receptive to the gospel, and most of these missionaries stayed only a very short time. They worked for many years, those who came, with few converts. Many of the Indians who first accepted Christianity were persecuted by their own people because they became Christians. And so it was not until 1936 that the first Seminole Baptist Church was organized. But our work has grown in the last few years. God has worked in a wonderful way among the Seminoles of Florida. David in one of his psalms says, O Lord, how great art thy works. And that is a verse I think of as I think of our Indian people, how God has worked in their hearts and changed their lives and made them into useful Christians. The Seminoles in Florida live on three different reservations. We have a Southern Baptist church on each of these reservations. Each church has an Indian pastor. My husband and I serve as general missionaries working with all Seminoles in Florida. The services in the churches are conducted both in English and in Indian. We have the organizations that you have in your church, Sunday School, Training Union, the WMU, and the Brotherhood. These organizations are led by the Indians themselves, many of them who cannot read or write, but they make very wonderful leaders in the work of their church. Our churches are self-supporting. Each church is. And together, the three churches give at least $1,500 to world missions through the cooperative program. We are thankful for the progress that has been made in the work of our Indian churches. In the beginning, our Seminoles were not only opposed to Christianity and very slow to accept the gospel, but also they were opposed to education. And so today, most of our Seminoles are uneducated as far as being able to read or to write. But that is not true of our younger people. The younger Seminoles are going to school. They go to public schools. We have near 300 in our public schools of Florida today. Many of these young people are making a very wonderful record. One in particular that I would like to mention is Billy Cypress, who is president of his student body in a high school of 1,700 students, and he is only a junior in that school. He was elected as the most outstanding student on the campus, and very recently he was elected the most outstanding RA in the state of Florida. We're very proud of this young boy. He was also selected by the governor of this state to represent the Seminoles at a recent youth conference in Washington. A few years ago, he came from the swampy Everglades of the state, where he was taught by his grandmother the old Indian customs. We are so thankful that God has entered his life and transformed him and made him into a leader among his people. Another thing of progress among our Seminoles is in their homes. I know that most of you have seen the thatched-roofed buildings that we call a chickee, but our Seminoles on the Dania Reservation no longer live in these chickees. They have nice, modern homes, cement block homes, three bedrooms, two baths, with modern conveniences, with built-in ovens and so forth. These homes they are building themselves. They borrow the money from their tribal fund, pay back so much each month until they pay for their own homes. It used to be, as we worked with the Seminoles, that many of the young people would visit in our homes and they'd say, "I wish I had a house like this. I wish I lived with you and you could be my mother. I hate my place." But not too many weeks ago, when we were visiting in some of the Indian homes and we returned home, our little five-year-old said to me, "Mommy, why don't we live in a beautiful house like the Indians?" We are glad for this progress, and plans are already underway for houses to be built on the Big Cypress and the Brighton reservations, and how glad we will be when our Seminoles all have these nice homes in which to live. Another new thing of progress among our Seminoles is a new village, a Seminole Indian village that is owned by the Seminoles themselves. They also operate this village. It is on Highway 441, just out of Fort Lauderdale, about 20 miles north of here. When they were discussing this village, some of the Indians said, "Sunday is a big business day in Florida, and we would make a lot of money by opening this village on Sunday." And some of the other Indians said, "But we must never open our village on Sunday, because that is God's day." And some of them said, "But we must have money to pay for our homes." If we don't open on Sunday, we may go in the hole in this new enterprise. And the other said, if we do not honor our God, we surely will lose all these things that he is giving to us. And so they have argued back and forth on this issue. It has never been open on Sunday so far. And we believe that it never will. For here in Florida, we have many wonderful Christian people among the Seminole race who are very much opposed to Sunday opening because they believe that they must honor their God who's letting them make this progress. Well, about a month from now, they're going to have a secret ballot voting on the subject of whether or not they will open on Sunday. And so we hope that you will make that a point of prayer and remember with us and pray that they will not open their village on Sunday. We're glad for all these things of progress, but most of all, we're glad for the way that God has come into the hearts of individual people and transformed their lives. And one such one is Cody Miko, and I'd like for her to come now and give her testimony telling you what Christ has done in her heart.
Well, I tried to say my testimony, and I don't have pronounce it right in English, but I try my best for the Lord. And so when I was a little baby, and always sickness when I grew up. But I go to the doctor twice a month in all my life. And my mother and thought I won't live long when I was a little baby. But thank God for helping me through my parents to live work for the Lord. And so when I grew up, and one day I go see the doctor, and I put me in the hospital one day, and doctor told me I'm going to have operation that time, and I was that afternoon, I thought I was dream that time, and I thought I wouldn't sleep that afternoon. But I saw a man stand by the door, and white and closed, and stand by the door. And I woke up to look around in my room, but there's nobody there. But that came to my mind, and that says Jesus Christ in my heart. That time I was praying for help me to live, to serve the Lord. I thank God for healing my body. And I was waiting for tell my brother and sisters I'm going to have operation, my body. But my sister and mother and brother, it's too late to get to my room. But God be with me in that room. I thank God for healing my body. I want to stay with my Lord, to my Savior, to save my soul. And I try my best for the Lord, and to give the testimony. So I couldn't read when I became a Christian. But I just think about God every morning, every day. I thank God for helping me to read the little bit in the Bible. Because when I was a little girl, I still liked to go to school, But my mother, she won't let me to go to school. But I thought I was never going to school all my life. But when I became a Christian, I like to learn more about God's Word. So I just pray and pray about school. And thank God for answering my prayer. And I have opportunity for the good school to learn more about God's Word. And I went to BBI and Graceville. I hate to leave my people, but I like to learn more about God's Word. So I go with them in attending BBI for 2 years and a half. Then I came back, try my best for to help my people and to serve the Lord. So I thank God for everything the Lord bestowed upon us. And I want you to pray earnestly and try my best to be with my people and help, especially oldest people and all the Indians that couldn't read, the old folks. Even I, when I, before became Christians, when I read my name, I thought, but I thank God for opportunity which they gave me to learn more about God's Word. So I just went to school 2 years and a half. And when I became a Christian, I elected WMU president. When I served with my people about 2 years, and I went to school. And also Sunday school superintendent. And all the organization in the church tried my best to help my own church work. But I thank God to help us always. And so I just thank God for everything, for help me to serve with Him and help my people. Because my people all couldn't understand some of them. Some of them they understand a little better. But some, all in women folks couldn't read, but try her best to serve the Lord for WMU. And so I thank God for everything to raise a church and own reservations, three reservations. I want you to remember and you'll pray and do more good work for the Lord. And I thank God for our pray, one of the missionaries. He's from Oklahoma. And he teach me that the scripture, that John 3:16. They point me that the scripture. Then they want me to learn about the Holy Spirit. So he tell me that point my scripture, that John 3:16. And he tell me what it says. So I just pray in what the open place I go out to the woods and fell on my own knees and pray about that scripture. And that I learned by the Holy Spirit before I went to school. So I thank God for the Sundays to serve the Lord and win more to Christ for all my people. And I try my best for the work for the Lord. I thank you.
I know that you would like to hear some Indian, and so Cody's going to say John 3:16 in her language for you.
Hesagidamishit ikana anugijat ipujhangurani madis istema dosto medu hagaramat somaygi gos momas hesagidamishit hesagida iyoksajigun odahis John 3:16.
I hope that you are glad that you have had a part in our home mission work, because it was through the home mission board that Cody received a scholarship for going to school. And because of your giving and your praying, the gospel has come into her heart and the heart of many of our Seminole people of Florida. Thank you for your part in this work.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. We turn please to hymn number 31 as we continue our worship together. Come thou fount of every blessing, hymn numbered 31. May we stand please as we sing.
Yeah.
be blessed many times during this annual meeting through the beautiful music of Dr. Claude H. Ray. Our hearts will also be blessed by the music of one who comes to be with us for a second time in annual meeting, Mrs. Max T. Ward of Alexandria, Louisiana. Mrs. Ward was with us in our annual meeting in Houston, Texas. Mrs. Ward spends a great deal of her time in New York City, in Chicago, and in other cities throughout the United States, singing with symphony orchestras, opera, and in many concerts. We count it a rare privilege to have Cecilia Ward to come to this annual meeting to sing for us at each session. This morning she will sing on Omnipotence by Schubert.
We will.